As corn, soybean, wheat, and sorghum farmers are meeting in Phoenix this week for the annual Commodity Classic, one of the major issues all groups are talking about is expanding trade. National Association of Wheat Growers President Brett Blankenship of Washington explains why getting trade promotion authority and expanded trade in Asia in particular is important to them.
50% of the wheat crop in America is exported. So any trade opportunity we can seize upon, we want to seize upon with full force. So Trade Promotion Authority is a consistent position in National Wheat Growers. We support trade authority regardless of who resides at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and we always have been. So with Trade Promotion Authority, we think it would also be a unique opportunity to finish up the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And why is that key for wheat? I farm in the Pacific Northwest, Washington State. The PNW states are trade dependent, not only the whole state economy, but as far as wheat, the percentage of wheat exported out of the PNW is closer to 90% of production, not 50. So the Pacific Rim countries and those markets are vital to PNW wheat farmers, and a unique opportunity to advance both of those issues doesn't come along very often, so we really want to see that move within this year, I think, is key to make that happen.
The national sorghum producers also stand to gain in trade expansion, according to CEO Tim Lust.
From a TPA standpoint, obviously National Association of Sorghum Producers is very supportive. We've been a part of a number of coalitions strongly supporting this. When you move to TPP, all indications on the front end are very positive, certainly not only for grain sorghum as a grain, but also for our friends in the meat sector. As always, in any agreement, the devil is in the detail, so we always reserve the right to see the final product and see where that is. But as a general principle, we are very supportive of both.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.